HarperCollins presents The Activist Leader by Lucy Parker and John Miller, read by Stephen Boxer.
This recording is accompanied by a PDF that you can find in your audiobook download library. This contains diagrams, figures, and graphs that help illustrate some of the concepts in this audiobook, as well as a notes section.
Prologue. We are writing about a new kind of leadership in business. The urgency with which that's needed is plain for everyone to see, and is probably why you're listening to this book right now. Our proposition is simple. To be a successful business leader in today's world, you are expected to deliver societal value alongside financial value, not one at the expense of the other. And doing that takes a new mindset. The ability to think like an activist about the role your business plays in the world. We live in a time of growing crises, and we need business leaders who are capable of recognizing these new realities, who understand where they fit in and what they need to do to help. But most business leaders still don't think like this. They have grown up through their careers in a different paradigm. They are confident and capable in delivering financial value. Delivering social value as well feels an alien idea, antithetical almost. That's a problem for the world, and a problem for business too. The critical issues facing society are becoming critical business issues. They come from all angles, and they keep coming. Companies are expected to have a credible response on these challenges, and the consequences of getting it wrong can be fierce. That's created a new kind of jeopardy for business leaders and demands a whole new set of capabilities. For more than a decade now, we've worked with leaders in many types of business, in many sectors and all over the world, helping them to make this mindset shift. We've seen how it redefines their leadership. Harnessing the problem-solving power of your business to tackle the issues in society is energizing. It strengthens your sense of purpose, and it can bring you closer to being the kind of leader you hoped to be. That's what this book is about. We will focus on how to think about it, and how to go about doing it. It's not theoretical. This is happening already, and we'll introduce you to some businesses and business leaders who are doing pioneering work. Most people, when they look at the problems facing the world, feel powerless. But if you're a leader in a big business today, you're not powerless. This new mindset can animate your leadership and have a transformative impact for you, for your business, and for broader society. Part 1. Why we need a new kind of business leader. 1. The activist mindset. Corporations know all about activism, usually because they're in the firing line of activist campaigns. Few companies these days haven't been targeted by climate protesters or environmental groups, and many have faced consumer campaigns on everything from animal welfare to LGBTQ+ equality. It doesn't stop there. More and more companies are finding themselves the target of employee activism on societal issues, walkouts, leaks, petitions, and public statements. And in recent years, the phenomenon of shareholder activism has become the stuff of CEO nightmares. If you're a business leader today, you're more likely to be the target of activism rather than an activist. This book is an invitation to switch that round. What if business leaders were the activists? For many people, the phrase activist leader might conjure heroic images of historical figures, perhaps from the American civil rights movement, such as Martin Luther King. Some may think of an LGBTQ+ activist, such as Harvey Milk, who became mayor of San Francisco, or an environmental activist, such as Rachel Carson, whose book Silent Spring prompted the Green Movement of the 1960s. It may even bring to mind political activists such as Václav Havel of the Czech Republic or Nelson Mandela of South Africa, both of whom became presidents after freeing their countries from the grip of oppressive regimes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?